Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Overall viewership for NBC's TV coverage of the Summer Olympics is down 45% from the 2016 Games in Rio. And primetime numbers, even worse, off 51%. And here to kind of explain all of this is Tom Lason, the media analyst out of Seattle. And he's on Twitter, by the way, at Tom Lason. So, Tom, what's going on here?
Well, Jim, you laid out the headline numbers there, down 45 and 51% respectively. And for the TV side, let's face it, that was a big part of the $12 billion NBC paid for the rights to the Olympics from 2014 to 2032. The problem is, though, that the revenues available on the non-TV platforms don't approach the TV side. NBC is saying Peacock is going to make the Olympics this time around profitable, but get this to give you some insight on those numbers. On the TV side, the networks say they're going to offer some make goods on football to make up for the lower viewership on linear television. So with all that said, primetime is still delivering about 13 million viewers. So it's the biggest thing on TV, but when compared to audiences of 30, 40 million in recent Olympics, that's where those headlines come from. The world has just changed a great deal.
Now, as you mentioned, NBC's locked into this for a while. But what does this say about the future of Olympics and other major sports contracts? Are the networks going to have to take a long, hard look at, is this really worth it, or is it still a loss leader that benefits them in other ways?
That is a great question, and the simple headline there is, I don't know, but I do think those are the considerations. What does that say about the value of an Olympics package when you go in to bid for that? Does it serve as a loss leader? Does it get you eyeballs in other ways and other platforms, help you build your streaming surface and some of those other channels? And I think that's one of the big problems here. We have to remember that cable and TV subs are down about 10 million since 2016. So NBC is chasing literally a fractured audience with a bunch of different platforms. So it's hard to find your thing sometimes when you're searching through Peacock or NBC Sports, the app there, or the Golf Channel or YouTube or whatever. It's everywhere, but it's still nowhere. And there's no real feeling of gathering around a unifying event like there might have been in the past. So I do think those are legitimate questions about the value of the package going forward.
That's Tom Lason, the media analyst out of Seattle, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lason.
Hey, we're the hosts of Pod Save.